Story number 12, Panicking Peter. Peter was worried, very worried. Jesus had been arrested by the religious leaders, and Peter had no idea what was happening to him. Peter was loyal, very loyal. The rest of Jesus' friends had run away, but Peter had followed him to the high priest's house, where he watched and waited outside. Peter was cold, very cold. So he joined the high priest's servants huddled around a fire in the courtyard, and that was his mistake. "Hey, you," called a servant girl, and she pointed right at Peter. "Aren't you one of Jesus' friends? I'm sure I've seen you with him." Suddenly, Peter was frightened, very frightened, and almost without thinking, he shook his head. "No," he muttered, "you've confused me with someone else." Then he stood up and walked over to the courtyard gates. Peter was safe now, very safe, or so he thought. But the servants kept looking in his direction, and after a while, another girl came over to him. "I think my friend is right, you know. I'm sure I've seen you with Jesus too." Peter was panicking now, really panicking. "Look," he said, "I've told you already, I don't know him. Now why don't you leave me alone?" "There," said another servant, "I thought I heard it. That's a northern accent you've got there, mate. An accent just like Jesus." "No," shouted Peter, panicking, frightened and confused. "How many times do I have to tell you? I'm not his friend. I don't know him. I've never had anything to do with him." And at that moment, at that very moment, somewhere off in the distance, a cockerel crowed. And all Peter could think of were Jesus' words. "Before this night is over, you will say three times that you do not know me." Now Peter was sad, very sad. And as the servants pointed and called after him, he ran from the courtyard crying. And Jesus was now truly alone.